Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Service. We'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I don't know if there's any place that you can have safety when you come right
nowadays.
Yeah.
And but does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, to television?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
99.9%.
So will you definitely vote? You probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you probably not vote? Definitely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what is, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
85.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a pleasure. 86, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Your birthday was just recently? And then you forgot.
It will be.
Oh, nice. Well, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I don't think we should get into that.
Well, we can move forward, ma'am. If you don't feel like sharing your opinion, we can move forward, okay? Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction?
Very, very, very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And moving forward, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you don't feel, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay, ma'am? Now, the first one is public schools in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100.
What I think of it, 100 is high, is that right?
100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold.
About 25%.
Okay. And how about the public school teachers in general?
About 25%.
Okay, and how about charter schools?
Catholic?
Charter schools?
Oh, charter schools.
Yeah,
good. About 95%.
Okay, and how about woke culture, wokeism? Do you have from 0 to 100?
Minus 10%.
Okay, so how should I record your answers? 0 is the lowest you can go, though.
0.
Okay. And the U.S. Department of Education in general, from 0 to 100.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. Let's see, I'll say 10%.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
I think I better keep still on that one.
Okay, just for the sake of a research, can you pick up a number?
No, I will not.
Okay. How about Moms for Liberty?
Mom's Liberty, percent should be 98%.
Okay. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
I'm going to stop on that, too. We'll pass
okay.
on.
Okay. How about the National Education Association, or NEA?
About 35%.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So you don't want to share your opinion on Joe Biden and Donald Trump, right?
No, people already got arrested.
Okay, ma'am. Let's move forward. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was the adjective that you used? How do I rate the what? Popularity or what?
No, how would you rate the quality of public
schools?
Oh,
the quality of public schools, I'd say about 45%.
No, the choices are excellent, good, just fair, or poor. How do you feel about the poor?
Poor.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Which
charter.
One would you say do a charter school? Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
much better. Okay, thank you, ma'am. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, a 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Here's the first one. Prepare students for what?
Prepare students. Well, that's I'm going to read the questions right now, okay? Now, how important it is for public schools to prepare students for truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, from 0 to 10?
How important is 10?
Okay. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students that become more organized and have a structure in general, from 0 to 10?
I'd say about 8.
Okay, and how about how important it is for them to prepare students to provide basic lifestyles like handling finances and budgeting from 0 to 10?
Okay, about 9.
Okay, and how important it is for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting? How important it is for the schools to prepare them for this topic?
With the culture we have now, I would say 5.
Okay. And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be a proud American citizens, from 0 to 10?
American values, that would be what?
Okay. How important it is for... Yes, I'm sorry. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens, from 0 to 10.
Embrace them. It all depends what their ideology is, you know, prepare them for what. It's much too of a general question. I better not answer that one.
Okay, man, let's move forward then. Yeah, it's more complicated than what it sounds, but
yeah,
I appreciate
you
your patience.
Do they mean
okay?
The woke culture? Do they mean the culture as it should be? Do they mean truth? Do they mean lies? What do they mean? Okay. We'll
yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, now the next one, the last one. How important it is for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat another countries in the future tech and global job market, from 0 to 10? How important that is?
Oh, wow. That's a toughie. I'm going to skip that, too. I'm not certain what percentage to give.
No problem, ma'am. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough, on public schools education? What's
too
your
much.
Opinion?
Too much,
okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Okay, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Very much, a lot.
A lot, okay. Yeah, as you may have heard, a critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, man. Let's move forward then. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism for public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard quite a bit.
Should I record your answers as a lot or a little?
Okay, a lot.
Okay. And please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Well, I don't agree necessarily with the latter part. The first part, they should know about race or about, slavery or whatever. But then I don't know how they're interpreting it. So it's 50%, I guess. Yeah.
So should I record your answers as somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Don't record it. No, just give pass over.
Okay.
The fact is, hey. You know what? There's something on TV that I really want to watch. I only watch it once a week, so I think I'm going to have to excuse myself and watch it, okay?
Okay, you watch it, man. Can I call you back once the show is over? In about an hour or so?
Because it's about my bedtime then.
I can't enjoy your day.
I gave enough answers. Right. Okay,
enjoy your day, okay?
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.